band. There's no yes and TV shows, radio, rodeo. I wanna get into the crowd, wanna hear it play real loud. Going to the park, rock show. Yeah, yeah. Ain't got no money to pay. Doesn't matter, I don't care. We're going to the park, rock show. And what's up to all the punkers and rockers and everybody else listening? This is the Midwest Punk Show with Brian and Carl.
Welcome back, Carl.
Yep, it's been a little bit. Had some blizzards. I had some sick kid. So, a sick kid. So, yeah, life gets in the way sometimes. But, always fun to get back in the studio and bring some good music. Again, this is Midwest Punk's podcast. You can find us on Facebook. You can visit MidwestPunks.com and find past episodes of the show and how to contact us. We've been hearing from more people, so we're trying to line up some things on future shows with some guests and things like that. As things start opening up a little bit more, hopefully we can get some actual in-studio guests and some bands. That'd be pretty cool.
For sure, yeah. I mean, that vaccine's out there now, so things,
yeah, a couple
are looking
of them.
Better. So, hopefully.
Yeah. Plus the sun's out there, so it's just getting nicer in general.
Yeah. All the snow's melting.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that.
Yeah. So we're in the Midwest. We're in Northwest Indiana, and we record out of Lakeshore Public Radio Station in Northwest Indiana. Brian and I both work for the Lakeshore Public Media. And yeah, we had a huge blizzard. What's it been, like 2 weeks now?
Yeah, something like that.
And we got like a foot. No, it was over like 2 feet of snow in less than a week.
There's a couple waves of it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been digging out and trying to stay warm since then. So we opened the show there with MXPX. That's the punk rock show. They spell it RAWK, punk rock show. We've played MXPX on the show a few times. I know it's kind of a newer band for me that I've gotten into, and I've talked about it before. Just never really got into them back in the day and kind of knew about them, but started listening to them now, and of course they're older. They started back in 1992 out of Washington. They were just 15 years old when they started their first band.
Wow.
Mike Herrera, who's on the vocals and plays the bass, he's also in a band called Tumbledown, and he more recently became the bassist for Goldfinger, so that's pretty cool that they got some quarantine music videos out there, and you could see him rocking around with the bass. But, you know, so back in the day, they were labeled a Christian band. They've kind of gotten away from that. Now they're older, too. But they put out 12 studio albums, 4 EPs, 4 compilation albums, a live album, a bunch of singles. They had a song on the new Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack. So
nice.
That always...
Is there a new game out?
Yeah.
Newer?
Yeah. I'm not... I just busted out the Super Nintendo this weekend with my son, actually. So I'm not really up to par on the new games. But yeah, there was a new one, and their song was on there. I think they might have been on the old one too, like the old ones for PS2
sure.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. They also had songs in Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And The Passion of the Christ, so kind of cool. But I just recently kind of got into checking them out again, and they just popped up on a playlist, and then I really liking the music. I'm like, man, I've been missing out, you know. So
yeah,
I've been
right.
listening to a lot of MXPX, and then my daughter, who just turned 4 months, been having a little bit difficulty with her kind of relaxing and sleeping and with anybody but her mommy. So I started playing, you know, just music in the background stuff all the time. And MXPX did they have like a whole playlist of quarantine videos that are Mike just on acoustic playing some of their old songs, some newer songs that he's done, and she seems to really like his video. I don't know if it's because like his face is right there in the screen and you could see him doing the guitar, or she likes his voice, or she likes the way he looks, whatever it is. But
Carl has a video of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, she's running around the floor, kind of kind of making noise and fussing, and then she turns and sees him and just kind of stops and stares. And that's pretty much Mike Herrera has been helping me get her to sleep the last couple of weekdays. So, yeah, they've been on my playlist a lot, and that song right there I just thought was cool. That's from an older album, so that's like their older stuff. Mike Herrera's got like blue hair in the music video, but and it makes sense. We're opening it up saying, let's go to the punk rock show. And now you're on the punk Midwest Punks podcast. So we're bringing the punk rock show to you. So
that's right. But about all we can do right now.
Yeah, exactly. So hope you're enjoying it. Again, feel free to reach out to us, share, episodes and stuff with your friends, follow us on Facebook, and we'll just keep going. So we got some other songs that we want to bring you guys today. And Brian, I'll turn it over to you. Who do you got?
Oh, I'm going to start off with some old school stuff. I got the Dead Boys. I was going to play some Sonic Reducer from them.
Nice. Okay.
This is the Dead Boys. They were originally known as, the name of the band was originally Frankenstein, but they changed it later to the Dead Boys. And yeah, they were a band that formed out of Cleveland, Ohio around 76. So it's early scene of the punks. There was a band that they were all kind of part of called Rocket from the Tombs, I believe. And they kind of broke up from that. And this was an offshoot band that kind of stuck around for a while. They were definitely in the first wave of punk bands and gained notoriety for most of the live performances they did. Mm-hmm. They were kind of in that scene where Iggy Pop, cutting themselves on stage.
Performance kind of.
Mm-hmm, yeah, being crazy and, all the profanity and whatnot. But just that early, everybody's like, whoa, I got to go see that. Punk bands, those guys are nuts, So they were kind of one of the ones that were doing some crazier stuff on stage. So, he used to cut himself with like his mic stand or something like that in the stomach. Yeah. I guess it got people coming to the shows.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're still active. They're still 44 years they've been playing.
Wow.
But yeah, they have done 12 albums, 10 singles and EPs, one comp, and 3 videos. So
yeah, that's a good amount of music though.
Yeah.
Long time.
Right.
44 years. Wow.
But yeah, the song we're going to play is Sonic Reducer. This is it's a classic, but if you're not familiar with it, definitely a good one. It's off their 1977 album, Young, Loud, and Snotty.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, let's check it out, man.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. a pharaoh soon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different, Theon. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet tall, and you'll be nothing at all. I got my time machine. I got my electronic dream. Time to do some. Ain't no loser.
Right, that was Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer.
Nice. Yeah, that song sounded familiar. That's what we were kind of saying. We were trying to place where it was, but I mean, it's been around for a while, so it could have been covered by some bands.
There's probably a few covers out there.
Might have even been on a documentary or something like that that I was watching about the scene, but cool song either way. And yeah, Dead Boys got a lot of music out there for you, so make sure and check them out if you're not familiar with them. The next person I want to play is somebody, again, that I've kind of talked about a lot on the show, or several times on the show, but he's got a new album, so I wanted to bring him up again. Mikey Erg, it's E-R-G. He has a few different things going on. He seems like a really active guy in the music scene. He's got a band called The Ergs, where he writes and sings and plays the drums. He does the same thing in another band called Loose Behavior, and they just dropped a new album or a new EP this past August. And I've seen him like kind of just play with a few other bands, but then he also just kind of does his own thing. And so he just dropped a new album on February 26th, and it's called it's just Mikey Erg. He self-titled the album.
Okay.
But it's like his return to punk rock, he kind of said. So it's released on Rad Girlfriend Records, so that's the company he released the album with. He's selling some vinyls, and it's available in all the usual digital places, like it's on Bandcamp. I know it's in the Amazon Music store and some other places, so make sure you check it out. It's all available now. He does some good stuff. And like I said, this is his return to punk rock, as he called it. So
yeah, you've turned me on to this guy, and
yeah,
he's pretty good. I dig his stuff.
Yeah. Pretty talented, pretty down to earth guy. So, going to reach out to him and see if we can get lucky, and maybe he'll be open to talking to us for a little while, but,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hear about the new album.
Yeah. I think on his Bandcamp, it says he's in Dayton, Ohio. So that's kind of, Midwest. So, we'll see. But in the meantime, I wanted to play a song. It was one of the singles that they released on his album before it even the full thing released, and it's called Rumble Strip. So this is Mikey Erg with Rumble Strip.
All right, let's check it out.
Was Mikey Erg, E-R-G, with a song called Rumble Strip off his new album. And like I said, that album just released on February 26th. He's selling some vinyls. It's available digital. You could definitely find him on Facebook. He's been really active on Facebook promoting, you know, what he's got a few videos out for it and a few of the singles. He's released this on Rad Girlfriend Records. So I'm definitely gonna be checking out who else is on that record label.
Definitely. Sounds
like it could have some other good people. He initially like released the vinyls or a pre-order for the vinyls, and they sold out really quick. And so he was real, happy to see that, obviously. But he I think released some more, so you can still get those. So make sure and check them out. I think he has his Bandcamp is his main resource. If you go find him on there, find him on Facebook, and check out his new album. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brian. Who do you got that you want to share with us next?
I'll keep going down my list here. I got some Fugazi.
Oh yeah,
keep it old school.
Yeah,
for a minute here. I was gonna. We played them before.
Yeah,
yeah,
we have.
Mm-hmm. Fugazi. If anybody out there doesn't know who they are, they're a post-hardcore art punk band formed in Washington D.C. around 1986. They're noted for their style of transcending music. It's sort of the DIY ethical stance, manner of business practice, and contempt for the music industry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They were around and really popular for a while, and then they went on an indefinite hiatus, unfortunately, back in after their 2002 UK tour. Just had some stuff go on with the band, and they decided, yeah, you know, we're done with this. So they have no intentions of coming back that I'm aware of. I haven't seen anything. I don't know if they've done any shows or anything.
I haven't heard about them in a while.
But yeah, they're, as far as I know, haven't really been doing much. But in total, the band has 45 studio albums.
Wow.
It's insane.
Had no idea it was that much. That's
crazy. The releases that bands have, I mean, especially since they stopped in 2002.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. Because usually it's like those are all EPs if you're talking about the total releases. Because they have 53 releases, and 45 of those are albums.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like 12 years or so. You said they started around 86.
Yeah.
So,
45 studio albums, 4 singles and EPs, years. 2 comps, and 1 video.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
But yeah, they're one of my favorites, old school.
Oh yeah, I definitely get into some Fugazi for sure.
Well, this is one of my favorite songs of theirs, "Waiting Room."
If awesome. You're
familiar with
it? Oh yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well let's check it out.
It's a song that'll pump you up too.
Oh yeah,
like
definitely.
Let's go, good man. One.
All right, here we go. All right, that was Fugazi with Waiting Room off of their 1989 compilation that they did. 13 songs was the title of it.
Cool, man. So, yeah, like I said, that song kind of gets you pumped up, and you can picture being in a pit somewhere with that one. And they have a music video out that is just them performing it live somewhere. It's like a black and white video, I think.
Yeah, I think I was looking at that one when I was going through my list here.
Yeah, so yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep, definitely check out Fugazi if you're not familiar with them. And F-U-G-A-Z-I, Fugazi?
F-U-G-A-Z-I, yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, yeah, check them out, man.
Excellent. What do you got?
Let's go with the Lawrence Arms.
All right.
So they did just so they've been around. They're from the Chicago area. They started around 1999, but they pride themselves, like, they've never broken up. You know, they a lot of bands break up and come back together and stuff, but they just kind of make it a point to point out that, you know, they've always just kept it about the music and made things work. So that's a cool little note about them. In this past July, they dropped their first album in 6 years. So they did go a little while without making music, but they weren't broken. I think they were still touring and everything too. They'd been, I think I read that there was like, they have a bunch of music that they were recording. They just didn't put it all together in anything for, you know, all these years. They're just for keeping busy. It's their seventh overall studio album. It's called Skeleton Coast. And they released that on Epitaph Records. And so their sounds on this new album is a little different than the sound from their old album. And I think I played something from their new album on the show before. Should have checked. But
we played some of theirs before.
Yeah, and I think it was something off the newer. I think it was back around, like, you know, in the fall, a little bit after they dropped this album. So I remember noting then that, like, you know, it's a little different than what their earlier stuff sounded. So this song that I'm going to play is off an older album from 2006 called Oh Calcutta. The song's called The Devil's Taken Names. And like I said, they released this in 2006. So versus the sound that they have in 2020 when that most recent album came out. So you can check them out for yourself. But this song just kind of I was feeling it the other day, and Lawrence Arms always has some really good songs that you can just, they're one of the ones you can just hit play and just kind of listen to it. But so if you're not familiar with them, check them out, and I'll give you a little taste of what their older sound was like. And again, their newer sound's awesome too. It's just, you could tell the maturity and then the progress that they've made.
Production
as a
quality.
Like that too, definitely. So this is The Devil's Taken Names by the Lawrence Arms.
Awesome. Let's check it out.
Shall we dance? Or maybe just live around? These feet are cold and beat and strangers to the ground. The sound of the kick gets aroused and the couples are sweet in the love. Ten arrows that are up from the basement or fall to our deaths from above. Something, there ain't a such thing as strumping for nothing. You can fly with us or hang on to the walls. But the devil's taking names when the last curtain falls. I got a deep sick worry and I don't know why. Where are you? Where are you? What are you doing tonight? Never that quiet or almost the same. Then you show everyone how much attention you pay. I'm
All right. That was the Lawrence Arms with The Devil's Taking Names. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got a lot of music out there. Their most recent albums, that album I mentioned, came out in 2020. So make sure and check it out. And, Brian, I'll turn it back over to you. I know you got a couple special songs to play today.
Yeah, I kind of dug into some Puerto Rican bands. About a month ago, my grandma passed away, and we did a Cuban show.
Yeah.
And fortunately, my grandfather went into a assisted living home and couldn't make it without her. So
yeah.
He passed away a week or so ago, and we, just wanted to do a little homage to my grandpa.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
A couple Puerto Rican bands here. He's from Puerto Rico. And so it's the first band that I wanted to go over was Dagos. They are a band from Puerto Rico that started recording music around 2018. So they're one of the late 20 bands that don't have much online,
their
band camp pages and whatnot. But they got some good music, so at least that we can find that. They're more of an indie band, kind of mixed with a shoegaze post-punk influence. Shoegaze, are you familiar with that term? I've heard it before, and I never really paid attention to it, so I looked it up when I read that, and I was like, what is this? So apparently it's also known as dream pop.
Okay.
And it's a subgenre of indie alternative rock that emerged in the UK in the 80s, and it's characterized by an ethereal mixture of obscured vocals, guitar distortion and effects, feedback, and overwhelming volume. So bands like Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jesus and Mary Chain, M83, those bands are all kind of dream pop.
I like Dinosaur Jr. M83 sounded familiar.
Yeah. If you heard them, they're a little more dark and you'd know them if you heard them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
cool.
But yeah, they have that kind of sound.
What kind of music are you into? Shoegaze.
I'm into shoegaze. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, right. They only have one full length album and a handful of singles, EPs. I was like four or five of them or something I kept seeing around on the internet. Mm-hmm. Nowhere did they have like a definitive list, but there's a bunch of stuff out there. So kind of dig around if you like the sound. But the song I want to play from them is Como Te Va, which I believe is How Is It Going? I think is what that is.
Okay.
Translating that properly?
Yeah, we'll work on a translation while the song's playing, maybe.
All right, so we'll look that up. But for now, let's listen to the song
and check out
Como Te Va off of the self-titled EP from Dagos.
All right, let's go, man.
All right.
Aunque ya
was Dagos with Como Te Va off their 2018 album, self-titled album.
Yeah, and we confirmed the translation is How's It Going?
Yep.
So, cool, man. And I know you got one more, kind of, again, you know, for your grandpa passed away recently.
Yeah, so. Another Puerto Rican artist here. Another artist that I wanted to do was Lola Pistola is her name.
Nice.
She is originally from Puerto Rico, but she is currently living in Brooklyn. Okay. And she's sort of an alt grunge noise pop artist. Kind of, she started recording around 2016. She was writing songs with AJ Davila. I don't know who he is, but apparently his band was Terror and Amor.
Okay.
And she was kind of touring with him, and I think she was singing a little bit. And she kind of got comfortable with everything, decided to go off on her own. So
yeah. Kind of discovered her own sound. Yeah.
Cool. Sort of a gritty sound that it's very reminiscent of like a 90s Courtney Love kind of PJ Harvey kind of grunge sound.
Yeah.
But to date, she has 4 releases. So it's 1 album, 3 singles and EPs. The track I want to play is off of her 2020 EP titled Lizard.
Okay.
The song is SMHTC, which stands for Show Me How to Cry.
Okay.
But it's a pretty good track. So,
all right, and it's Lola Pistola.
Lola Pistola. Her name caught my attention, so I'm like, see who this is, and definitely dig her sound. Yeah. So.
Well, let's check her out, man. I'm excited to hear it.
All right, here we go. Lola Pistola with Show Me How to Cry.
Yeah, and I her vocals there, I do like that. That's like the kind of screaming.
And like the grunge sound.
Yeah, the grungy sound of it. Yeah, it's cool, man. It's really cool. And so you played Lola Pistola and...
before that was Dagos. So those are the two Puerto Rican bands I found.
So kind of Puerto Rican grungy punk sound. And shoegaze. Shoegaze is in indie rock. Yeah. So, cool. And, again, sorry to hear about your grandpa and your grandma, but, it's
a little something to honor him there.
Yeah. A little bit. So, and hopefully turn some people onto some good music.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, I got two more people on my list, so let's go with Days and Days, and that's somebody I played pretty recently too. They were a newer find, and they have a really unique sound. They're kind of like folk punk music, but it's a guy and a girl, and the woman is Whitney Flynn, and then the guy's Jesse Sandejas, and they started the band in 2008, and they've been the consistent members of the band. They've had some other people kind of come in and come out of the band, but they have a really unique sound to the two of them, and you know, you can definitely feel like the chemistry and them feeding off each other on this.
Yeah, I like everything I've heard
so far. Yeah, and that's what it is. I kind of recently started listening to them and then listened more and more, and found some other cool songs. I think last time I played like their most popular song of their stuff, but they have a band camp, and they, you know, they have a lot of music out there that they've done in the years since they've been together. So they're currently on Fat Records, and they tour with NoFX and some other bands. They host two annual music festivals down in Texas, and they handle a lot of their own stuff, so like their own recordings, their own bookings. They seem to have a couple of different causes that they're behind, which is cool. But yeah, so this time around I wanted to play a song called Advice, and it's ADDVICE, Advice, and it's off their album Show Me the Blueprints that came out in May of 2020. So another kind of newer album that they had come out. But yeah, if you go find them on YouTube or anywhere else, they have a lot of music you can sift through. But they have a really cool sound, so I want to play them again on the show. And it's Days and Days with Advice.
Awesome. Here we go.
Always bone dry, so I gotta fill it up or get out of give out. I just try to tiptoe the tightrope. This pessimism's a disease. With depression and apathy sets in, a complete lack of all motivation to reach any goal to keep her low. We've dug with distraction and given to advice. Without a six-pack bag, we are bump a coat. We've lost the town of Maine, played it all our dopamine. The world to seem a dreary place, devoid of any hope without a vice. Poison ourselves and don't think twice about the consequence when the crutches feel so nice. When we put band-aids on our bullet wounds, we subtract. Casey sauntered down to rock bottom, it's a long road back. There ain't no seatbelts on this wagon. With every speed bump, we're launched back. Square one, where we tell ourselves that we'll do better tomorrow. We tell ourselves, promise ourselves that we'll do better tomorrow. We tell ourselves, lie to ourselves that we'll do better tomorrow. We tell ourselves, promise ourselves that we'll do better tomorrow. Sooner those tomorrows cease to come when you live anchored to a vice. Poison ourselves and don't think twice about the consequence when the crutches feel so nice. When we put band-aids on our bullet wounds, we subtract good advice.
We tell ourselves, promise ourselves.
We tell ourselves, promise ourselves that we'll do better.
Promise ourselves.
We tell ourselves, promise ourselves that we'll do better tomorrow. Sooner those tomorrows cease to come when you
All right, and that was Days and Days, and that's spelled D-A-Y-S, the letter N, and then D-A-Z-E. So Days and Days, and the song is called Advice. It's off their 2020 album, Show Me the Blueprints. So really digging those guys.
And good stuff
there. Yeah, they had a lot of music out there, so make sure and check them out and show them some love. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brian. We got time for a few more songs. So
awesome. I got some new stuff I wanted to play here. This is a band called Safety.
Okay.
They're an indie punk band from Brooklyn, New York. Another newer band, not a lot online about them, but I went to their label's site. That's Jetsam Flotsam's site.
Okay.
JetsamFlotsam.com. And they said that Safety is most comfortable on the fringes of mainstream. The band makes their music themselves a mode of necessary expression, but they invite you to join them in the struggle that is existence and understanding through music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
They have about 5 releases, I think. It's one album and then 3 singles, EPs, and there was a miscellaneous release in there. But I just wanted to play a track off of it's an upcoming album that they're releasing in March of 2021.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's on Flotsam or Jetsam Flotsam Records, and the album is going to be titled "Greetings from the Sunshine State."
Cool. And this is a single that they put out then from that.
Single they put out called "Spanish Moss." I believe they released a video recently for it.
All right, cool. Yeah, because it's March right now, so like they should be
dropping
this album pretty soon here. But we got a little taste of the single from
them. March, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, my wife's birthday is yesterday, so yeah. I know what day it is. But yeah, so this should be dropping pretty soon. And
yeah, keep an eye out for this. It should be soon.
And, yeah, but let's
in the meantime, let's hear it. Listen,
yeah.
Keep your head
All right, that was Safety with Spanish Moss off their upcoming album, Greetings from the Sunshine State. Should be out soon, yeah, said March 2021.
Yeah, so. Yeah, check it out. You said they're on Bandcamp, right?
I think they have a Bandcamp, but I think it was on YouTube.
Yeah, so just try and keep an eye out there, and I'm sure you'll be hearing about it. So we'll try and keep you updated too. But yeah, that was definitely a cool sound, and for a newer band out of Brooklyn. So yeah, good find, man. I know you got another newer band too, right?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's go with it. Who do you got?
We got time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little bit more time. So
This other band is Misha and the Spanx.
Okay. Cool.
They're a two-piece band from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Mm-hmm. They offer a mix of punk, garage, and hard rock with straightforward lyrics, gritty production, and hard-hitting performances.
Sounds awesome.
Yes. The website says they take their inspiration from proto-punk bands like The Runaways, MC5, and The Stooges.
Okay,
and
cool.
The 90s Riot Girl grunge. Oh, yeah, nice. Like L7 and the Gits, they conjure energy that hits you in the face, throwing you into a world of killer riffs and sweaty gig venues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Miss those. That all sounds awesome, man. So,
They've been recording since about 2008 and have 10 releases.
Okay. That's
some like 4 albums and 6 singles and EPs.
Yeah. Good. So, good amount of music out there. So, definitely got to check that out too. You're hyping them up for me though.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard them, and I'm like, oh yeah, you got to check.
I know
them
you
out.
Like the Riot Girl kind of.
Yeah,
sound,
that's what I was gonna say. We've talked about that on the show a lot too, and you know the Stooges and stuff. So, the Runaways. So that's really cool.
But yeah, they recently released a video for the song we're about to hear. It's titled "I Want Fire," and it's off their upcoming singles EP. The name of the album is Singles. So it's a little confusing, but it's out on April 16th, I believe.
Okay, so coming up over a month away.
Soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. Well, I'm excited. Let's check out Misha and the Spanx.
All right, here we go.
It's so dark, deeper we go. Tunnel vision, for we know we're drifting further off alone. Reach for me, you're getting warmer. Yeah.
All right, that was Misha and the Spanx with their upcoming, well, it's their video that just came out, I Want Fire, for their upcoming EP titled Singles.
Yeah, got it there. Okay, yeah, that was a cool sound, man, and definitely somebody to keep an eye on. And you could hear the influence of, like, the Riot Girl, you know, movement and everything like that.
Definitely.
So, really cool. Well, you know, like, we're at the end of the show again already. It comes quick. And we hope you enjoyed the episode and some of the songs that we played and maybe turned you on to some new people. We're always open to getting some messages from you guys, some feedback, some recommendations on bands. Follow us on Facebook and, you know, try and help us spread the word. Go to MidwestPunks.com. You can listen to older episodes of the show and
possibly this episode if we put it up before you get there.
Exactly. So, and yeah, we got some things in the works coming up. Obviously, St. Patrick's Day is coming, so there'll be some good Irish music, Irish punk music we'll bring you guys. And then potentially a few guests. So we're going to try and spice some things up for you guys. And but, yeah.
You want to hear anything, give us a shout.
Yep.
And new, old, find this artist and make them talk to you, whatever.
Exactly. Let us know. Yep. So yeah, we'll play out with the song like we usually do, Brian. I got one on my list that I think we probably played them on the ska show when we did that, but I don't think we played them any more than that, but Sublime. And they're obviously kind of reggae and ska, but they did have punk influence and some songs that were more punk. I mean, they covered some Descendants songs and some other things like that. They're out of California, formed in 1988. They were led by Bradley Knoll, who died in 1996, mm-hmm. drug overdose. But they had released 3 studio albums, 5 comps, a live album. Obviously, they're pretty famous. I mean, odds are you probably heard of them or heard some of their music in movies and, you know, commercials, things like that. But they didn't get any of that until after Bradley had already passed. In 2009, the remaining guys from Sublime wanted to get back together and reform the band with Rome Ramirez. But there were some legal reasons that kind of held things up, and so they couldn't just rebrand as Sublime. So they launched Sublime with Rome. And their first album as that band came out in 2011. They actually played here. We're in Northwest Indiana. They played at the Hammond Festival of the Lakes a couple years ago. And so I got out there with a buddy and we saw them there. It was pretty, really cool. So, but they got pretty similar sound to Sublime that you're used to. But definitely recommend checking them out. But I'm actually still going to play a song from the original Sublime. It's Bad Fish, one of their more popular songs.
Excellent.
Again, I play a ton of music for our kids and my son, who's 4, going to be 5. This has been one of his favorites for like a long time. Usually it goes through little phases, but at night we always read a couple books and then put on some music, and he always picks a song. And 9 times out of 10, he picks Bad Fish. And he says, you know, it's the Daddy Bradley song, because my son's also named Bradley too, but Daddy Bradley song. And and I always liked, you know, I was into Sublime years ago, but I never really paid attention to this how this song is about, like, his struggle with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look into that a lot, it's pretty deep and moving and stuff. But either way, Sublime has some awesome music, and I wanted to play a little bit on the show. So let's play out with Bad Fish by Sublime.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Yep, see you next time.
Shut up. That's good, dude.